Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, a little later in the show, we catch up with Danielle Colby from American Pickers.
It's always refreshing to see folks that actually look at each other. You see that light in their eyes and, you know, the excitement that they have just to hang out and be in each other's presence. You know, they have reverence and respect for one another.
So much more with Danielle later as we discuss her co-hosting the Ameripolitan Music Awards and her relief efforts in Puerto Rico. We'll also hear from some of the winners of the Ameripolitan Music Awards. And starting us off, the new Rockabilly Female Artist of the Year, Bailey D, and the tune, Too Long.
Pearl, call her to pray. to what you said, looking for the answer and a new place to stay. You're making a start, there's some shit every day. Right with you, helper, go ahead to pray.
Rockabilly Male Artist of the Year, Al Dool, and Call E.O. to Pray. It's from the EP Blues, is back in town on El Toro Records. Now let's hear from Western Swing Group of the Year up next from their Dime Stories Volume 2 project. That's Carolyn Seals Combo and Loreen on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
All blue. I'm all blue and I can't say the reasons that I feel this way. But I gotta go home. Lord, I can't stay. Well, I left my loving gal, Eleanor. I left her standing in an open door. I said, honey, turn your lamp down. I'm headed for the plow. Far away, far from the sound. All blue. And I can't say reasons that I feel this way. But I gotta go home. Lord, I can't stay. I'll find some places more blue than I. I'll wrap myself in world so I can come back home to her. Cause she's my gal, well, she's my girl. All blue, Lord, all blue. I'm all blue and I can't say the reasons that I feel this way. But I gotta go. Lord, I can't stay.
Business the morning you went away. People have been talking, and here's what they say. She found someone else who's richer but far. She got all his money. And he's long, real long, black shiny car. Well, I can't
the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the Go-Getters, who won Rockabilly Group of the Year at the 2018 Ameripolitan Music Awards. That's Long Black Shiny Car. It's from their latest release, Love and Hate. Before that, Honky Tonk Male Artist of the Year, Luke Bell, and All Blue. We've got Danielle Colby coming up right after this track by Wild Man, Jason D. Williams, who tore it up during the award show. Literally, I'm not sure the keyboard will ever be the same after that. Here he is covering the Joe Ely tune, Fingernails, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, Jammin' James Riley here, and on the phone, as promised, we have Danielle Colby with us once again. How are you doing, Danielle?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing so good. It was great to see you recently in Memphis, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit with just a wonderful experience. Last spring, you and I sat down, and a topic that really seemed to resonate with a lot of people is something I got a lot of response on, was the whole idea of preserving history. And in this rockabilly roots Ameripolitan world, the idea of preserving the legacy, you know, our heritage artists, it's something that really resonates. And so, of course, it makes sense that they would be excited over a TV show that goes out and preserves history out there. So it was kind of a cool concept to see that they really resonated with that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's definitely what all of us loved about what we did even before the show is, you know, on a small scale or a large scale, if you're preserving history, you're leaving that legacy behind for somebody else to learn about. And then that's the importance of it. It's, you know, it's not rehashing all the history that's already there. What's really cool is when we can kind of dissect the history from the items that we find, and we can, you know, we can learn more about, like, maybe the cowhand that worked on this farm that his family grew up generationally there, and, you know, what they're doing now. Like, those are the parts that really intrigue me.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. I've also talked to a lot of, you know, record collectors that one of the thoughts that's always so appealing to them is, how did this record get here? What was the journey? And, you know, if they find something out about it, it's so cool. You know, somebody owned it and then it was passed down over here or something like that. It was kind of wild.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about, especially with music history, is the adversity that people had to overcome just to get a record made, period. You know, so it's pretty incredible when you compound life on top of that. So the life stories behind it are always so intriguing, especially behind music. I think you're right.
Dickie Lee going back to 1957 on Sun Records in the tune Good Lovin'. Now, Dickie Lee performed that during the Sun Records Sam Phillips tribute at the Ameripolitan Music Awards. Now, let's get back to our chat with the co-host from that evening, Danielle Colby. Well, and we were last spring talking outside of Nashville Palace during Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender in Nashville Palace, your sister Tara works at and does an amazing job out there. And they were nominated again this year for the Ameripolitan Awards for Venue of the Year, and such a wonderful place with a lot of wonderful history to see great music.
Yeah, it's incredible to hear my sister tell stories about the palace, but it's nice because she's always been a good storyteller. But now she has such rich history at the palace to really dive into. Yeah, I mean, every time we get together, that's pretty much all she does, is tell me stories about the palace. And it's just incredible to be able to melt into those moments and that history there. There's some incredible artists that have come out of there that just, in the most strange and unwitting of ways. And so she manages the palace over there and just does a beautiful job. She's one of those people who's just loved everywhere she goes, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, just recently, you were the co-host this year at the 5th Annual Ameripolitan Music Awards with Dale Watson. The first time it was held out in Memphis, it was so great to see you out in Memphis.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a really strong Memphis tie. My daughter is named Memphis because her father and I were married out there at Graceland. And so Memphis has always had a really strong tie to our hearts. That was some like 18, 19 years ago. You know, so while we're no longer together, the best thing that ever came out of that relationship is my daughter, obviously. And so it's neat to be able to go back there, and especially to be there with Dale and, you know, the Ameripolitan family there. It's just was a really kind of a surreal experience because everybody was just so kind and chivalrous. And, you know, you think that that's gone sometimes in society, and then you run into Dale Watson or James Infeld. Or and the list goes on and on and on. And it's just incredible to see that kind of organic kindness is still there among people. So.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people walk away from that, especially the first time, of just blown away by the whole family feel. Not only did Dale create an award show that spotlights artists and venues and festivals and DJs and things that maybe wouldn't be showcased in other areas or other genres, but what has happened organically is beautiful because it really is a family atmosphere, and everybody does support each other, which is something you do not find, you know, on other areas of the entertainment world.
Well, I mean, we see it everywhere right now where, you know, that things are kind of falling apart all over the world, and it just keeps, like, you just keep posting it. It seems like it's almost every day when a tragedy happens or something, you look for the helpers. People like Dale are the helpers, and I'm not trying to, like, create a false heroes or anything like that. He's a human being. I'm sure he has all of his human being stuff. Because we're all just humans being human all over each other lately. So, but you look at people who actually are there to encourage and inspire. And I feel that way about him. And I don't get a chance to really say that stuff very often. It's kind of cheesy, but it was neat. It was a really inspirational event for that reason. It just felt like, wow, these people like each other.
Yeah.
it's neat to see, like, you know, within the industry, people working together that really just enjoy hanging out together and doing what they love. And, you know, from where we come from with Pickerton, we just do what we love every day. So it's nice to kind of see that elsewhere where, you know, create that kind of an environment where you can still do what you love, still make some money at it, still, you know, make a difference.
Well, it don't matter if I get my picture on the cover of a magazine. You never know that I always try to do things right. Well, it ain't no sweat if I always forget to get caught up in a small town scene. Staying clean, but there's no way to pay to get sanctified. But it's no big deal, and I know I feel that it's real and it can't be seen. Cause time slips away, and that's one thing that you can't buy. Ain't got time, ain't got time. I gotta go on living, cause I ain't got time. Forget my picture on the cover of a magazine. You never know that I always try to do things right. Well, it ain't no sweat if I always forget to get caught up in a small town scene. I gotta
about time to die.
This is Jim and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Just a bit ago, we played the 2018 Ameripolitan Music Award Musician of the Year, Chris Scruggs. And the tune, Ain't Got Time. We're talking with a co-host from that award show evening and one of the stars of American Pickers, Danielle Colby.
There were so many great performances. I had the privilege of emceeing a showcase a couple nights before the award show, too, and there were some people that I had not met before and had not seen live and certainly walked away fans of, and certainly during the actual award show, so many great performances, memorable performances. Were there any that stood out to you that maybe somebody weren't familiar with at first, but certainly walked away?
Well, I mean, from top to bottom, the whole time I was just blown away by what was in front of me, because whether or not I knew it in the moment, because I think people assume that I'm much more kind of hip to the scene than I am. I'm not. I literally am a nerd. I read all the time. I make costumes. I research history. And unfortunately, I haven't been as savvy with music history as I am with, you know, some other piece of history that I'm very passionate about. But I'm learning so much. And my sister, again, Tara, is just a really great teacher. And she's, you know, again, constantly listening to her stories. I didn't realize that I was, like, standing at the Starbucks next to the Nelson brothers, and they were kind enough to buy. We were in a hurry, and I think that, you know, they could sense that we were a little pensive, and they were just so sweet. They're like, yeah, we'll take care of them too. And so they bought us our coffees, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we'll have to get you drinks later. And they kind of laughed. They're like, okay. I was in the back, and I saw them come in, and I was just like, okay, this all makes so much more sense right now. So I, 90% of the time, am kind of clueless. And fortunately, that plays in my favor because I get less nervous then.
That's a good point.
I feel like I can maybe have organic conversations because I didn't, you know, like, we didn't really grow up around all of this stuff, you know. It was a very kind of sheltered childhood. We did not watch much TV, and radio play was fairly limited. And so, you know, it's just interesting to then walk into these time capsule moments where there are all of these legends of rock and roll history and of country music history just right in front of me. And it's like, it's really surreal. You can look at a genre of music or a group of people, and you can tell the people in that group that hold it together and that make it a unified front, and that pull each other up, because you can watch them physically. You can watch them pulling each other up. You see their facial expressions when they meet great people. You get to know how genuine or disingenuous they are. And this is a really interesting thing to watch throughout the industry. And it's always refreshing to see, you know, to see folks that actually look at each other. You see that light in their eyes, and, you know, the excitement that they have just to hang out and be in each other's presence. You know, they have reverence and respect for one another. That's what I feel like he's kind of pushing forward, is that kind of reverence and respect for the people within the genre that do that for other people, that are helpful and also instrumental and inspiring young new musicians, as well as supporting traditional country and Western musicians too. So, I mean, that's a really strong bridge once you build it.
Hey there, this is Matt Nelson.
And this is his twin brother, Gunnar Nelson.
We're the Nelson Brothers. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jam and James Riley.
Here's a song that goes back about 1957, called Milk Cow. I woke up this morning, looked out the door, tell that old milk cow the way she moves. If you see my milk cow, send her right on home. I ain't had no milk and butter since that cow's been gone. Oh, till that sun look good gone down, yeah. Yeah, good evening. Don't that sun look good going down? Don't that old moon look low? lonesome when your baby's not around. Oh, no, no, no.
That's a couple of Ricky Nelson's sons, Matthew and Gunnar Nelson. They performed that track during the Ameripolitan Awards show. Now, this live version I just played also has James Infeld on bass. Let's get back to our chat with Danielle Colby.
I want to talk about some wonderful efforts you and Jeremy Shuey are doing in Puerto Rico. I mean, last year had some horrible hurricanes, Irma and Maria, just absolutely devastating. And, you know, without being asked, you stepped up and you're trying to make a difference. I mean, tell me about what all you're doing out there.
Well, I mean, initially, I think it was kind of selfish because our friends were out there. You know, so we have friends who are native Puerto Ricans, who have lived there their whole life and who come to the mainland, you know, to make money occasionally. Jeremy's friend, Carlos, who's my dear friend as well, but I met him through Jeremy, through Riot Fest. Jeremy is a creative director for Riot Fest, this amazing punk rock festival that we all love, who has also, Riot Fest has also stood behind us and donated so much time and money and actually sent people out to roof this orphanage for us and with us. So we're just really blessed to have so many supportive people around us. But really, all of that came from our friend Carlos, who went in to this, you know, to get his family out. He had two aunts, so he needed to get them out off the island. And so while he was doing that, we were like, okay, so my friend Nicole Therese is there, and then we have our friend Pepe there, and we have our friend Steph there. Can you just take this stuff across the island from San Juan to Rincon? And he did not tell us what was all involved in that. He just said he would.
Yeah.
So on his journeys, and he's worked with FEMA and Red Cross in the past, he's been on disaster relief, and his mother was also worked disaster relief, native Puerto Rican woman as well. And so he took a look at the island, and he got a hold of us, and he was like, we're going to be here a while. We need more help. And so we just kept sending supplies so that he could run them to people. I had fans that were reaching out to me saying, you know, my aunt is in Barranquitas, and she's you know, I haven't heard from her in 3 weeks. We need to make sure she's okay. So we would go and try to find people. Carlos was going and trying to find people that from my fan base, from American Pickers. So that's kind of how it started, was we were just like, okay, our friends need help. Then all of a sudden, all of my fans were reaching out going, okay, I'm not sure if you can make this happen. But, you know, and you know, sadly, some of the stories didn't end so well. And, you know, people were lost. And then in other situations, you know, people who they thought they had lost family actually found their family. And so it really has kind of created this wonderful network of friends in Puerto Rico. And so now that we have so many friends in Puerto Rico, we can't stop. There's just so much that needs to be done. And really everything is being done from the ground up by Puerto Ricans who were raised there, who, you know, who live there themselves, who are homeless or who don't have roofs or who lost people in these two hurricanes. But still, the Puerto Ricans are the ones that are holding it together. We're just helping them get the aid and supplies they can't get on the island.
Yeah. What supplies are still needed right now?
Well, you know, it's crazy because it shifts every time we go back. You know, it's been over 4 months now. There still are quite a few people with no electricity, and there won't be electricity for some time for those people who are not wealthy, because they're still going to be charged a monthly bill, regardless of whether or not they're getting their electricity. And the bill, from what I understand from my friends, is higher than it was originally.
Wow.
So when your jobs have blown away, and your homes have blown away, and your pets have blown away, and you're left with nothing to try to figure out how to rebuild on an island where now there's not the opportunity for income that there was before, and they were struggling. You know, so it's just injury compounded by injury, and it's the aftermath that we don't really think of 4 months later, that now people are going to start getting eviction notices. Now people, when their electricity does come back on in their neighborhood, they can't afford to pay that bill, so they're not going to get that benefit. So those are the people that we are trying to help. So we're trying to just make sure that people have their basic necessities through our friends. And, you know, it changes from day to day. Some days people need a generator, and then other days people desperately need feminine hygiene products or formula for infants. Water tablets are always needed because, you know, people are drinking bad water, and that's a huge issue. People think that the water is okay because they're not immediately getting sick, but then they're ending up with residual effects.
Sure.
There are so many issues that compound each other. However, I have to say that overall, the island is healing. The people are healing. It was the time before this last one, so a month ago, people were dealing with really severe depression. You know, the kids need help more than anything. So that's where we're starting, is just with the children at La Casa de Todos, which is an orphanage that has opened its doors up to, it translates to Home for All. Mostly it's battered women and children. And so we've been spending a lot of time there trying to rebuild. And that's where we'll probably spend most of our time in the future.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we just heard Johnny Cash getting some help from Tom Petty on Tom's tune, I Won't Back Down. And we're talking with Danielle Colby from American Pickers and her relief efforts in Puerto Rico.
Where can folks go to find out more information about how they can help?
Well, I mean, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, it's easy to find. Just go to happyhelpertons.org. So it's happy, H-A-P-P-Y, Helpertons, H-E-L-P-E-R-T-O-N-S.org. Or you can reach out to La Casa de Todos. But it's for the sake of all, we're trying to rebuild their website to make it easier to donate directly to them.
Yeah.
That's a little bit and a little complicated as it sits right now. So anything right now that you donate to Happy Helpertons really goes to them at this point. So
very cool. Thank you so much for joining us again, talking about the Ameripolitan Awards and even more importantly, what you're doing right now to help our fellow human beings. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
I know you're not doing it to be for me to thank you, but I am thanking you because I appreciate your efforts on this.
Well, yeah, I mean, thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement. And I just want to really just pass that acknowledgement along to the Puerto Ricans that are living there with no water and no air conditioning and no electricity and very little food and all kinds of other issues happening right now that are still out there in the mountains every day helping people who are worse off than them. So, they're teaching us every day how to be better people, and we could not be more appreciative. And if anybody else learns from that, then they definitely get that Puerto Rican spirit. It's a cool thing to be involved in, and to know that in the midst of all of the turmoil and the fear and all of that, that if you just take the time to help other people, it does decrease the anxiety. It does make you feel a little less crazy. So even if it's within your own church, even if you don't want to go all the way to Puerto Rico, even if it's, in your own neighborhood or your own family, I think the best thing that we can do is just reach out and just help each other right now.
That's wonderful advice for us, for sure. Look forward to having you on again. I mean, this is fun. We need to make this a regular thing here.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk anytime. You know me.
Absolutely. We'll wrap this up by playing a tune from your co-host, Mr. Dale Watson, a song called Johnny at the Door.
Oh, yeah. Lead out, Dale.
Hey, folks, this is Dale Watson. You're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
There's a fellow we all know at an Austin waterhole. That's Johnny at the door. Takes your money and lets you in, and right away you make a friend of Johnny at the door. Nobody bothered asking Johnny what his last name was. He just said, my name is Johnny, and that was good enough for us. He's the kind of guy you swear that you'd met somewhere before. Oh, Johnny, Johnny at the door. Nobody really knows where he calls home except Johnny. Johnny at the door. Well, I heard it said he had himself a tendency to roam. Oh, Johnny, Johnny at the door. Nobody bothered asking Johnny what his last name was. He just said, my name's Johnny. That was good enough for us. He's the kind of guy you swear you'd met somewhere before. Oh, Johnny, Johnny at the door. About love, and I write songs about life, but I wrote Johnny, Johnny at the door. For all the good old boys that do the job, and they do it right, just like Johnny, Johnny at the door. Nobody bothered asking Johnny what his last name was.
Yes, that my name is Johnny. That was good enough for us. He's the kind of guy you'd swear met somewhere before. Johnny at the door. Yeah, that's Johnny. Johnny at the door.
This is Jesse Dayton from Austin, Texas. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jim and James Riley.
We've just got a wall on both sides of the line. We've just got a wall.
I'm a fall of these strangers.
That's Jesse Dayton and Both Sides of the Line from the tribute album Hard-Headed Woman, a celebration of Wanda Jackson. Rosie Flores before that from her Rockabilly Philly album In Crazy Mixed Emotions. And thanks again to Danielle Colby from History Channel's American Pickers for spending time with us yet again this hour. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.